boy. Have another drink and it'll make you feel better. Have another drink and you'll feel alright. If you feel down and you're under the weather, have another drink and you'll feel alright.
And it smells really good in here.
Yeah, we got it. We have a lot of fun today. I like that Boustique 11-ish.
Yeah,
11-ish.
It's when Ivy decides to open.
It's awesome. Around 11.
And I noticed, Jimmy Santangelo, Wine Academy of Utah, that one of the great places you suggest people going for holiday shopping.
Holiday shopping. Each year we have a holiday shopper's guide that we publish and release and then even promote and taste you on. We've got all kinds of fun tasting events throughout the month of December. So go to wineacademyofutah.com to that tasting calendar and sign up. But we have in the studio today a number of those pours for you. We produce this shopping guide, this buyer's guide, based on you as the consumer, as the purchaser, like, what am I going to get the bus? What am I going to get my spouse? What am I going to get, you know, what am I going to bring to that holiday party? And we provide those selections for you based on exhaustive research and development. For you, though. It's for the people. It's for the people.
Yeah. It is.
Because, you know, my husband and I, every year for Christmas, we give each other a bottle of booze and chocolate. That is our Christmas. That's all we get for Christmas.
Now, is this before you get the pajamas and or after you put out the cookies and milk or during the elf on the shelf or when everybody goes to bed together?
Yeah, after the bottle of wine, we're the elf on the shelf. Yeah, we have three different spirits for you today that I wanted to feature. We have, and they happen to be all local, and that was just kind of happened because I was selecting some of my favorites. And the first one for the boss, what are you going to get your boss? Well, we have an award-winning, a gold medal winner out of the San Francisco spirits competition by Sugar House. This is their American Single Malt Whiskey.
Oh,
and this is a brand new category that's really being driven in the whiskey market. These are single malts made from a single grain malted here locally at Sugar House. And this stuff is fantastic. On the nose, aromatically, a lot of graininess, maltiness. Mm-hmm. But then on the palate, you get this nice burst of spice and cinnamon and baking spice. It's just really well balanced. There's no rye in it either. You get some of that spiciness from the rye. It's at the hand of the artisan. These guys down there at Sugar House are doing a great job.
Can I have a sniff?
Yeah, and absolutely. It's warming, too.
Mm-hmm. It is warming. Yeah, it's very warming.
Very good.
In fact, just yesterday, as a side note, High West released on Repeal Day their American Single Malt. Yeah. So this is a brand new category, and here we have, this is Batch 12. So Sugar House has been doing it for a minute.
So this is more akin to a scotch?
Yeah, we've compared it. I've had an opportunity to compare this against some of my favorite scotch producers, Macallan, Abelour, whomever. Mm-hmm. And I love the graininess on this. Mm-hmm. You can tell that it's made from the maltiness. And that's what they do when they distill this, just as a side note. They ferment from while in the mash. So you get a lot of those characteristics where, as in Scotland, we separate the mash, all the mush-a-mush from all the grain. We wash that off, and then we distill just the clean liquid.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So here is a characterful single malt.
All right. The peat, that's another matter. Peat is another matter.
Yeah, Peat, he owes me a couple bucks. That guy. No, peat is that smokiness that you get.
What do we got next?
Next one is Antelope Island Rum.
I've never heard of this.
This is their red rum, and this is by Dented Brick Distillery, another local.
Okay.
What they're doing here is they're taking their rum and aging it in 2 years in Cabernet barrels, Cabernet Sauvignon wine barrels.
That's why that little red tinge to it.
Yes, that's where you're getting a color. You're getting a touch, a little bit of red fruit aromatically on this. But on the palate,
that's unusual.
I've never seen a rum that
amber
color. Yeah,
and, you know, it has some nice, beautiful color.
The taste of it has the taste of the wine at the beginning.
Right.
I mean, it's slightly pinkish.
It's slightly pinkish. It's got a really nice red hue to it. We would call that more of an amber. And
It smells great.
Yeah, very tropical fruit aromatics. And then, boom, you get this coconut, cinnamon, almost like a cherry pit thing going on with it. I just love this rum because it's a sipper. You put it over a little cube of ice in your glass. You're good for the day.
Yeah, don't mix it with anything particularly.
You can, but I would be interested in making this with a Manhattan, a little sweet vermouth, a little bitter, something like that as an alternative. Yeah. But it's just so characterful that, and again, local product. I, through my extensive research of tasting these.
Not terribly expensive either.
Katie is our rum fan, so we ought to let her try it and see what she thinks.
It's sort of different from what you would think of as rum.
Oh.
It's kind of a different flavor.
Now let's move on to the Toadstool.
Toadstool is by Water Pocket Fold.
Oh.
Toadstool by Water Pocket Fold. This is their Penelan, and this product is an Amaro. This is their second release of an Amaro.
I don't know what a Penelan or an Amaro is.
Penelan is named after the mountain range outside of Capitol Reef. Okay. Water Pocket Fold is also the distillery they name. Mm-hmm. What I love about our local products is they're not afraid. They're embracing Utah.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's kind of easy. If you ask majority of people what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear of Utah, they're not going to say booze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a booze distiller, if you're making booze, it would be really easy to sidestep where you're from and have a national brand. Not one of our distilleries do that, and I'm really proud of that.
Mm.
So this is an Amaro. This is a bitter in Italian. This is more of a bitter style. However, this Penelan really comes across with it's more of an off-dry bitter, kind of a sweetened bitter.
I was going to say it's got a sweet taste to it.
It's got a sweet, it comes across nice and rich, very approachable.
With bitters in the background.
With bitters in the background. You get a lot of citrus, like think of like a caramelized orange, that bitterness, and then you're going to squeeze those oils. That's what you would be getting on this. And a little splash in your coffee Christmas morning, forget about it. I mean, you'll get to the wine in no time.
I'm going to put the rest of it in my coffee.
And this one is with our buyer's guide. You know, we have selections of not only spirits that we're discussing, but also wines. We've got a wine selected, the Dry Creek Zinfandel, which was one of the Wine Spectator Top 100 award winners. That is, available in our market.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's the correct vintage. We're going to explore in January for you and release with the Wine Academy of Utah all the Wine Spectator Top 100 wines that are available in the market here in Salt Lake. We'll even do tastings on that. And then we've got a holiday party wine called Bonanza out of California. This is a Cabernet Sauvignon from Camus, and this is a great one to bring to the party. It's a real crowd pleaser. Mm.
And then you've got pairings, you've got cigars.
Yeah, we're featuring Beehive Cigar Shop, accompanied with Whippersnapper.
Another local thing.
Yep. And the Whippersnapper is a whiskey that's out of Oregon by Ransom Spirits. They do a really great job. One of my recent whiskey and cigar pairing classes, I featured this. And what I love about this whiskey is that it not only paired well with Beehive's House Connecticut wrap cigar, but also their darker Maduro wrap cigar. Mm. And you can have a single spirit with a range of cigars.
There's just a whole world of pleasure out there, isn't there?
A lot of fun, yeah. And this is the buyer's guide to direct you.
And you do have on here Booze Teak, too. You should go there for all of your booze accoutrement, as Ivy likes to say.
She has a great variety of stuff.
Yes. She does. We're going to make a cocktail next week with you on air, and we're going to use equipment from Boustique, so I look forward to that.
Wine Academy of Utah, it's Jimmy Santangelo. You can find out about the tastings that are going on all this month by going to wineacademyofutah.com.
People are asking about this. If you go to wineacademyofutah.com/gift, it's all there. Plus, we're going to have it on x96.com and all of the Radio From Hell social medias. In case you are wondering.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys.
Nice to have a little drink in the morning.
Fans of Beehive Cigar in the chat room and Sugar House Distillery. There you go. Thank you very much, Jimmy.
You got it.